The following is a morning walk conversation given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 5th, 1973, in Los Angeles.
According to Vedic principle, the Shudras, they should not be given more money. The worker class. Now, the worker class is given more money. So what they'll do? They'll produce junk art, that's all. In America it is evident. They do not know how to use money. So therefore you see 52% junk arts in your country. What is the percentage?
I'm not sure, sir, probably.
It's probably close to that.
Yeah, at least 50%, huh?
Drunkards, debauchers.
Yes.
Criminals.
Hare Rama. What is the time?
6:45.
So we can...
We can walk around a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So, how does... Is it a waste of time, then, to present Krishna consciousness philosophy to someone who believes in doing your own thing? You think that it is...
No. It is... We should push Krishna consciousness as disinfecting agent. They are all infected, whole world. So by chanting, you disinfect.
Just by our presence chanting, that's enough.
Yeah, well, chanting is so important. Philosophy later on. First of all, cetodarpana marjana, cleansing the heart. Cleansing the heart. So by hearing this chanting, their heart will be cleansed gradually. Then they will understand. The real position.
Yeah. Oh, Krishna.
So, we have to do this chanting. Not sit down in a solitary place chanting himself. No, not like that. We have to vibrate this sound for the benefit of others.
That is a mystical process of the
chanting. Yeah. So that their heart may be cleansed and they can understand. And if I sit down in a solitary place for my benefit, that it may be his benefit, but it is not very high class engagement. You must sacrifice for others. Parārthe prārtha ucchi. That is the Chanaka Pandit's moral instruction, that everyone should sacrifice for the Supreme. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God Himself. He comes down to preach, to become sannyasi, and to take so much trouble all over India, everywhere, and giving instructions, and sending men, go. What? Why you? He is perfect. Why he is coming? He doesn't require. No, for the benefit of others, we must follow the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, first qualification, that he is unhappy by seeing others unhappy. Vaishnava cannot be unhappy. That is Prahlad Maharaj says, that I have no problem. I am unhappy seeing these people who are simply engaged in false activities and they do not care for Krishna consciousness. Therefore I am unhappy. This is Vaishnava's qualification. Not that I am saved, that's all right. That is materialism. Let others go to hell. I am saved. That is materialism. The Vaishnavships think colors, so many people are suffering. What I am doing for them, that is Vaishnava. Paradukha dukhi.
That is also said by scientists. They also say that people are suffering, so we are trying to make them happy.
That's all right, but if you do not know, how you'll make them happy? You'll create havoc. Yes, you do not know how to make them happy. You should first of all learn how to make them happy. You cannot manufacture your program to make them happy. Everyone is quick. But the more they are acting, the world becoming a chaotic country. You know what is the standard of happiness, how to make them happy, then you can work. If a medical man, he has never seen the medical college, and if he wants to treat patient, what is this?
Criminal.
Yes, quack. You must know how to make them happy. That is first thing.
Well, one of the main things is that they say, yes, Krishna consciousness may be very nice, but many other things are also very nice, and everyone says that I am right.
No, that's all right. Nice. Suppose if there is a nice staircase.
Yes.
So that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 stairs. There's still one who has gone to the topmost nice stair. He has to be considered as the topmost.
But then
everything may be nice, because Krishna says, Momo Bhatvanu Bhaktanti Manushya Partha Sarvas. Everyone is trying to approach me. But one who has approached two steps, he cannot say that he is equal to the person who has approached 100 steps.
Well, then they will say that everyone, the Christians would say that they're on the top step, and the Buddhists say they're on the top step.
No, they may say, but if Krishna is God, what he says, that will happen. What Krishna says, matta paratara nanya. There is no more superior than me. That you have to accept. Everyone will say, I am very good. But is that the fact, everyone is very good? There is comparative superlative degrees. Just like shopkeepers, they say, all my goods are good. They are competition. One has to judge. Comparative study. What with the highest Buddha philosophy? Ahimsa. Ahimsa. Non-violence. That is our preliminary study. Amanittam, adammittam, ahimsa, khanti, ajava. There are many other things after ahimsa. They do not know that.
There's another argument.
Huh?
Another argument.
Yeah.
Many times the professors, they say that if God were actually all good and all perfect, then when he created us, we would also be all good.
Yes, but you are contaminated. You are all good. You are bad. Because you are part and parcel of God, you cannot be bad. But you are contaminated.
Well, they say that even if I have the potential, even to say that I...
Yeah, we have got the potential, that's it.
Well, but if I say, if I'm originally in the spiritual world, but even the potential to fall down is an imperfection in the creation.
No, potential does not fall down. Just like a child has got the potential to pass the MA examination. So he has to be educated. If you don't educate him, he will remain a foolish child. So we are educated. to develop that potential.
Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saddha Kabunar Sopanadi Siddha Chitte Karaya Uda. That potentiality is eternal. God is eternal, we are eternal, our relationship is eternal, everything is eternal. But because we are small, minute fragments, sometimes we fall down.
They say God should have created us so that we
could. Why God? You should dictate God. God has created perfectly. He has given you independence. You fall down. It is your fault. God has made you perfect, given you independence. But if you misuse your independence, you fall down. They say government gives everyone opportunity. Why do you become criminal and go to the jail? That is your fault.
They say that God should have created us so that we...
Why should have created? He has created already perfect. Because you are perfect, therefore you have got the independence to misuse. You are not a dead stone. That is perfection. Jejathamang pravodhanti. You can go anywhere. Sarvaga. You can go to the Vaikuntha. Jayanti Deva Pratave Jayanti. You can go to the higher planets. You can go to the hell. When you go to the hell, it is your choice. God has given you all perfection. Purnamida, Purnamada, Purnat Purnamudachyate. Everything is complete, perfect. And because you are perfect, you have got the independence. But misusing that independence, you are imperfect. Again, reviving your independence, you can become perfect, although you are imperfect now. That is Krishna. Krishna consciousness movement means raising the imperfect to the perfect platform. That is Krishna consciousness. Other fools, they say, we are perfect now. In a fallen condition also, they think imperfect. That is Maya. Asuring, Rakhasin Chaiva Mohini Prakite Sita. Krishna has made you perfect. There is no doubt about it. Just like some of our students. All of a sudden, they deviate, go away. So, what is that? Our movement is imperfect, or he's imperfect?
He's imperfect.
He's imperfect. Our movement is perfect. But he becomes imperfect by his misuse of independence. He thinks that this is nice and goes to hell. What can be done? That independence is there. That is perfect.
So in other words, these people that argue like that, they actually are lazy, don't want to surrender to God, and they blame God.
Yes, because they have become imperfect. Therefore, they are blaming God. God is good. They forget this. That is their imperfectness. One side, they say God is good. Still, they are blaming God. What is this nonsense? If it's God is good, how can we blame Him? God is good. In all circumstances, is good. That is the meaning of good. Good does not mean that one time you are good and next time you are bad.
But the criminal blames the government for being in the
house. Yeah, that is nature. Yes, Suri Shakti Mata. Suri Shakti Mata. A liquor shop. So there was some trouble. So he went to court.
He went to court. So the court asked him, where is your witness? Say, he brought one witness, drunkard. He says, Suri Shakhi Mata. So, that is Maya. Ahang Mameti. Misusing power and blaming God. Why God? God has made everything. Just like here, it is said not to move, stay. But we are better than this. Is it not? It cannot move. So God has made this also. But because we can move, we are better than this. And if they say, the God, why has made me to commit mistake? This rascal does not understand that is freedom. You, why don't you take the right one? God says, this is right. Sarvadharman paitaje mahamekam saranuja. Why don't you take it? And still, how you can say God is bad? What is the argument?
Well, the argument is that if God is so all-powerful, why does he even let me fall?
Huh?
If God is so powerful, why does he let me fall? Why doesn't he save me? Save me from my own foolishness. Why doesn't he?
Yes, he's saving you, but you don't carry his order.
Yes, but it's not recognized.
Yes, that's what I say. Chant 16 downs. He do not do it. What can I do? That is your fault.
If God were to force us, there'd be no love.
I know. Now, force is not good. Force is there. Force is there. The Maya is another force.
There's a large segment of the population today who say we only speak about God in terms of our own relationships with each other. So one group, they say, this is all male chauvinism to say God is a male. Actually, we are saying now the women should be elevated, so God is woman for us. They say like that.
God is better. Well, that's all right. God is male and female both. God, our God, sometimes he takes the form of female, Mohini Murti. Mohini Murti. But comparatively studying, God is Purusha, man.
He's always a potency.
Huh?
He's always a supreme potency.
He's potential. That means you manufacture God. Please. Sometimes you manufacture God as male, sometimes you manufacture God as female. Is it not? Is it not your theory? As you say, now we accept female as God. That means you manufacture God. Is it not?
Yes.
And what you manufacture, is that God?
They see
what you manufacture, you are imperfect. So whatever you manufacture, that is imperfect. How it can be God?
God is simply the way we view each other, relationship with each other. As the
Well, that is your manufacture. Why do you say like that? Each other's relationship. The relationship already there. What is to make new there? It already is there. God is great and we are small. The relationship is already there. So, how we can make another relationship? God is great, is it not? God is great, is it not?
Yes.
And then what you are? You are small?
Yes.
So the relationship is already there. So what relationship you are creating again? It is already there. God is great, you are small. The relationship is already there. He is creator, you are the created. He is the predominator, you are predominated. He is the master, you are the servant. This is already there. And what new thing you can create? This is already there. He is master. He is... why you are covering? because God has given the season. So you are dependent. You have to cover. You cannot make it immediately. Sun shining, summer season. That is not in your power. Therefore, he is great, you are small. This relationship is already there. Therefore, he is master, your servant. That is the real, eternal relationship. What new relationship can create? Is it not possible? It is not possible. He is creator. Are you creator? Can you create anything? Then how can we master? You are all a servant. So relationship is already there. How you can change it? That is speculation.
Actually, that philosophy is atheism.
Yes.
I'm not talking about God at all.
Now we shall create female as God. What power you have got? God is already God. You cannot create God. A female or dog, you can create anything as you, by mental speculation. But that is not a fact.
Man was made in the image of God, now women are saying...
Huh?
I say, man was made in the image of God, now women are saying, women are made in the image of God, therefore God is female, and that is their logic.
No, no, man or woman, you cannot create God, that is the first proposition. God is not your creation, you are creation. You cannot say God should be like this, God should be like that. That is nonsense. God is not under your dictation. You are under the dictation of God. That is God. If you manufacture, if you dictate, then how is God? He is your dog. Just like a dog, you dictate. He abides by your order. He is not God, he is dog. What is the scientist says?
The scientist says that God, if, one of the astronomers said that if I were present at the time of creation.
Oh, you are present, therefore you are a rascal. You are not allowed to present. Therefore God is great. You are a rascal, God did not allow you to be present there. Now you are lamenting. Therefore God is great.
Aye. Because God doesn't lament, he laments.
Yeah, God did not allow you. Then you are under control of God. So you are foolish rascal. God did not allow you. Therefore God is great.
Aye.
One very prominent philosopher, theologian today, named Martin Buber, he says we cannot talk about God as He, describing so many attributes to Him as some something other. He is the eternal...
That we accept, that adhasya Krishna namadi navabed gayam indriye. We cannot speculate about God with our imperfect senses. But that does not mean we should not know God. We cannot speculate. But there is process of knowing God. That is from God. When He says, I am like this, that's all. You have to accept that. You cannot speculate. You cannot create. That's a big man, a big master. Nobody knows how many millions of dollars he has got. They're speculating. His servants are speculating. Master may have so many millions. Master says. And that is all important. When the master says, I have got so much, so many millions, that is perfect. All other speculation, they're all important. So our Krishna consciousness movement, we are not speculating. We are accepting God the authority, and he's speaking about himself. We are accepting. That is our belief. Krishna. Krishna says, Mattara Paratara Nasti. There is no more superior authority than me. We accept. Krishna says, Manvana Bhavamata. You always think of me. Become my duty. We become. This is Krishna. We are imperfect, but you accept the perfect, therefore you are perfect. We are imperfect. We don't say that we are God or perfect. We are imperfect. But we accept the perfect version of the perfect, therefore we are perfect.
Then again they would say that, many people say that they have perfect, huh? Many different people say that they have the perfect information about God.
They have, that's our life. But it is to be tasted whether they have got.
Tasted?
Yeah. Whether you have got perfect information or I have got perfect, that is to be tasted. I have no objection if somebody said that I have got perfection, perfect information. But I'll have to see whether you have got. But I have no objection if you say that you have got. If I have got perfect information, you may also have. There is no objection. But I have to test whether anybody can say, I passed him examination. But I have to test whether he is actually able.
So, who shall decide what the criteria is?
The God will decide. The God's book is there, Bhagavad Gita. Just like two lawyers fighting, will decide. The law book will decide.
How will the judgment be rendered?
The judgment will be rendered by the law book.
They say they have their own law book.
No, that is kick on their face, you're a rascal. As soon as he says, I've got my law books, he's a rascal. He's a rascal. Kick on his face with boot. He has to accept something else. He has to accept something. He may accept Bible. They may not accept Bhagavad Gita. They must accept Bible. But you have to, then you have to lead your life according to the version of the Bible. The version of the Bible is that thou shalt not kill. You are killing. Therefore you are not followers of Bible. You are rascal.
Their process is to discredit all scripture so they don't have to follow anything.
Then you are discredited. But who follows your bhasha? You discredit others' bhasha, who follows your bhasha? Who are you? If you don't accept other authority, and who is going to accept your authority? Why shall I? You cannot become authority. That I don't accept any authority. I have to follow that. Then you become authority.
They also argue, though, that...
First of all, to understand, if he says that I don't accept any authority, that means he becomes authority. I have to follow him.
Then they say it's just like a standoff. Then they say, well, it's a standoff that I say I'm right, and then that you say you're right, so it can't...
That is confusion. The world position is like that. Now it is confusion. Everything is in confusion. That is chaotic condition. Every citizen says that I don't accept government law. I want my own law. It is confusion.
So what is the result of your...
Huh?
You can say, what is the result of your belief?
Yes.
Confusion.
Confusion is not... Chaotic condition, confusion, is not proper state. That is state of suffering. That is the position at the present moment. Otherwise, why they are fighting, nation to nation, man to man, group to group, community to community, diplomat to diplomat, simply fighting, like that and that. This is not perfect society. Simply it can, just like dogs, they can simply make barking, howl, 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 howl. That is not perfect society. Human society should be sober. That is Vedic civilization.
Once you follow the standard
morality, when that standard set is lacking or fails to understand, then people try to speculate their own.
Nobody's following any step. Just like these Western people, mostly Christians. It is clearly stated in the Bible, thou shalt not kill. And they're simply killing. Their only business is killing.
And divorce.
And divorce.
It says thou shalt not commit adultery.
So these rascals, how they, do they claim Christian? Huh? What do you think? They're not even a category in the category of dogs, cats, and they're claiming that we are follower of the Lord Jesus Christ.
They also argue, Prabhupada, that that law, thou shalt not kill, I am not killing, the others are killing, but I am not.
See, this is that very good argument. I am not killing.
But he's eating.
I am not killing the snake, my stick is killing. Is that very good argument? All these rascals, they are right. I am not killing, I am not a swan. My this stick has killed. If you go to the court, sir, I'm not killed. My stick has killed. Let's see how rascal they are.
There's a question whether this thou shalt not kill does not also include all our animal brothers and sisters.
Huh?
I think it should also include that, because thou shalt not kill is just not kill creatures, not only men. Apart from that, they do not even follow it where men come in. They kill. They do.
I do not follow it.
He's saying...
He's agreeing.
He's agreeing that thou shalt not kill should also include all animals.
It should.
Yeah, thou shalt not kill men, everything.
They say that it does not include animals.
Huh?
They say that does not include animals.
Why? Why they say?
Animals have no soul.
Why they say? This is rascal now. Therefore they are rascals. They do not know.
But they say we are more superior than the animals, so therefore the animals' business is just to give us food.
Then the superior nation can kill an inferior nation. Why you are...
Just encourage animalism, animal dominance.
That it becomes might is right.
Yes.
Not right is might.
Yes.